This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast. We're going to do coverage for games on June 17, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend. Subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Send us an email at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com if you'd wish. I'm recording the podcast outside tonight, so thank you for listening, even though you hear crickets in the background. Today, I'm going to talk about Robbie Ray and how he did last night. Gabriel Moreno in his first few games in the major leagues, Andre Pallante, who has a matchup tomorrow that I'm excited to watch, and Vaughn Grissom, who's been crushing it in single white ball recently. First, let's look at the leaderboards from the 17th and first for top exit velocity is Jordan Alvarez with 117.4 miles per hour. Julio Rodriguez is next, 115.0. Vladimir Guerrero is in third at 114.6 miles per hour. Bryce Harper in fourth at 114.3. Aaron Judge in fifth at 113.2 miles per hour. Top distance for the day belongs to CJ Cron, 486 feet. Trent Grisham's in second at 457 feet. Byron Buxton's in third at 446 feet. Francisco Lindor is in fourth at 440 feet. Willie Adams in fifth at 437 feet. Top pitch velocity goes to Felix Bautista, topping out at 101.4 miles per hour. Jose Alvarado holds the two through four spots, topping out at 101. And in fifth is Camilo Duvall at 100.7 miles per hour. Daniel Lynch got the most swing and misses on the day with a count of 23. Charlie Morton is next with a count of 21. Pablo Lopez had a count of 18. So did Keegan Thompson and Carlos Rodon on the day. Robbie Ray gets it done against the Angels last night. He picked up the win in the Angels, 8-1 win over the Angels in Seattle. Robbie Ray pitched seven innings, gave up only three hits, one earned run, one walk, and nailed 10 strikeouts on the day, bringing his ERA to 4.25. He only had six hard hit balls against a stout Angels offense, so that's very impressive for him. That's a good win for Robbie Ray, who has had a pretty good season so far this year. He's ranked roughly 106 in terms of WAR in the league. I think what's getting him is he hasn't been as consistent as he's needed to be lately. He has really big games here and there, and he has some not-so-good games here and there. His last two outings have been pretty impressive, where he's pitched seven innings, the most of the season since the first game he played this season. So in his last two outings, he's had seven innings pitched in both games, giving up only one earned run from last night. The outing before that, he gave up zero earned runs. Those are good signs that he's moving in the direction he needs to be. But on the year, he has 84.2 innings pitched, a K rate of 26.1%, a walk rate of 8.3%, 38.8% ground ball rate, and an ERA of 4.25. What's really going well for him is the amount of whiffs he's been able to get on the year. He is in the 84th percentile for whiff rate in the league, which is a good sign. He's really a fastball slider pitcher, throwing his fastball 58% of the time with an average speed of 93 miles per hour. Slider 39% of the time, average speed of 87 miles per hour. His curve, he's only throwing 3% of the time. So fastball slider pitcher getting a ton of whiffs on his slider with a whiff rate of 42.3%. His highest put away pitch as well, with a 25.0 put away rate with that pitch. He's been making use of sinkers as well this year, not just throwing a four seam. His sinker's up significantly from last year, so it's good in combination with that fastball and the slider. Moving on to Gabriel Moreno, who's had only five major league games in this season so far. Last night in the Blue Jays 12-3 loss against the Yankees in Toronto, Moreno went 3-for-4 with two RBIs, two hard hit balls, bringing his OPS to 871. In his five games thus far, Moreno has 20 plate appearances with an average of 421, slugging 421, weighted on base average of 390, WRC plus 155, and a WAR of 0.2. He's been making good work in his time in the league so far. The 22-year-old bats right, throws right, stands 5'11", 160 pounds. It's a pretty nimble build for a catcher, which is a good sign. I mean, in AAA this year, he had great numbers. In 150 plate appearances, he had one home run, walk rate of 8%, K rate of 17.3%, averaging 324, slugging 404, the weighted on base average of 356, and a WRC plus of 115. Even though his power might not be there, his contact is, and he has a stupid contact rate this year in AAA at 80.9%, which is a great sign. Having Alejandro Kirk on your team to add with run creation is also a big plus. Good for Moreno. Moving on to Andre Pallante, who will have the start for the St. Louis Cardinals against the Red Sox tomorrow night in Boston. Pallante is 2-1 on the year with a 1.46 ERA. He has typically been relieving this year as a rookie. Similar situation to Spencer Strider, I believe, but he's been seeing an uptick in innings pitched, and it looks like he'll have the start tomorrow. The 23-year-old right-hander stands 6 foot, 203 pounds. He has 37 innings pitched on the year so far, a K rate of 15.9%, a walk rate of 10.8%, ground ball rate of 62.6%, and a WAR of 0.1. This should be an interesting matchup. Always love to see new guys get the start, especially against a good Boston Red Sox team. That should be an interesting matchup to watch on June 19th. I'm going to finish the podcast off with someone named Vaughn Grissom, who is on the single A affiliate team for the Atlanta Braves. The 21-year-old bats right, throws right, stands 6'3", 210 pounds, playing shortstop. And he has had some big nights in the past few days. Last night, Grissom went 4 for 5 with 2 singles, 2 doubles, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a stolen base. In the game before that, Grissom did something pretty insane, hitting back-to-back grand slams, going 4 for 7 with a double, 2 home runs, 5 runs scored, and 8 RBIs in high A Rome. That was Thursday night to rout Asheville 22-1. He has been heating up in June, averaging .377 with an on-base percentage of .431, slugging at .604. That's a great sign for this young shortstop. In the 2022 season, he has a pretty ridiculous contact rate as well, sitting at 85.0 on the year. Overall, he's batting .300 in 2022. Slugging .468 with a weighted on base average of .389, a WRC plus of 135, walk rate of 9.2%, a K rate of 13.1%, 8 homers, 43 runs scored, 42 RBIs, and 251 plate appearances, 13 stolen bases as well. Great for Grissom, somebody I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for as we move through the years. 6'3, 210 pounds is a good build for a power-hitting shortstop, too, so it'd be exciting to watch. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with someone, subscribe to it, leave us a review and some feedback through email. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and enjoy baseball.